Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premier no-kill shelter.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name's Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. On this episode of Burlington Humane, we'll be talking with Brian Ellis of Bay City Animal Hospital about crate training your pet. We will also speak with Jackie Parr from Royal Canin about cats and what happens if you discover them vomiting. And we'll learn about some new Quebec residents that came to Burlington Humane. So stay tuned for this and much more on Burlington Humane. There's been a lot of talk about crate training your pet and why it's so advantageous. I talked with Brian Ellis, veterinary technician at Bay City Animal Hospital, about this and how to get your pet comfortable in a crate. I'm here with Brian Ellis from Bay City Animal Hospital. Welcome, Brian, to Burlington Humane.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
Now, I heard that it's important when you get a pet to ensure that it's crate trained or is comfortable being in a carrier. Is that true?
That is true. A lot of times, especially for cats, they're going to need to be in a carrier at some point. And it's important to get them used to that. You don't want the carrier to be a bad thing. A lot of clients will come in and say they have a hard time getting their cat into the carrier. And that's because the cat only ever sees that carrier when he's coming to the vet. Whether it's a good experience or not at the vet, the carrier then becomes a negative thing. Every time the carrier comes out, the cat will realize, uh-oh, I'm going somewhere. And it becomes difficult. What we normally recommend clients do is put the carrier somewhere in the house or make it become part of the house and their everyday life. A lot of carriers nowadays either come apart or they are their own plush carriers, but just include them in the cat's day-to-day life. Make sure that they see the carrier and have access to it throughout the week, not just when they have to come in for appointments. And it is something that takes time. Naturally, they're not normally comfortable with that, so you have to get them used to it. Put their food and water dish near the carrier. Put their blanket or put their toys in the carrier. Let them know that they can go in and out of the carrier as they please, and there's no negative repercussion or no repercussion at all. It's simply part of their thing. Put their bed in there, put their treats in there, and they will get used to it. That way, when you do need to have them in the carrier, whether it's traveling, going to the vet, wherever, going to the groomers, they don't mind. The carrier has become a regular part of their day, and it doesn't affect them as much. That way, you don't have to chase them around the house, find them under the couch, and start looking for them every time you pull the carrier out. Same can be said for dogs. A lot of dogs need to be crate trained. Unfortunately, not all dogs can be left out all day unattended, especially when they're young. They need a safe, comfortable place to be, and a lot of times that is their carrier or their crate. Getting them used to that is something that does take time, but is very important. They want a comfortable, safe environment to be in while you're away or while they do need to be there. Again, getting them used to it and making sure they have enough space is very important.
So they need a place that they know is just for them.
Exactly. A lot of times dogs don't mind going into their crate. They will go into their crate on their own when they want some time away, when they go to sleep, or even when they go to eat. They need their own comfortable, safe space, and they will appreciate that, and they will be comfortable with that. So again, putting them in their crate is not a bad thing. It's simply a part of their routine. It's part of their day-to-day life, and it doesn't have a negative impact on them. Again, taking time to do that is very important, and getting them used to it and showing that just because they're going in there, it's not a punishment. Don't use it as a punishment tool. It should be a comfortable, safe place for them to be.
Great. Providing safe spaces for our pets. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Burlington Humane.
Thanks for having me.
Crate training your pet can be very important. It can also provide comfort during stressful situations. Crate training, it's a good thing.
Love the Animals Lottery is back with a grand prize of $3,000. Daily prizes of $100 will be drawn each day in January with our $3,000 grand prize drawn on January 31st. There will even be an early bird draw of $500 on December 21st. Tickets are $5 each or $5 for $20. Each ticket can win up to 32 times, but there are a limited number of tickets, so get yours today. Tickets are available on our website or at Burlington Humane. All proceeds go toward our animals. So if you love animals, get your tickets to Love the Animals Lottery.
I ran into Dr. Jackie Parr, the veterinary clinic nutritionist at Royal Canin, and we had a quick chat about cats and what happens if they vomit. How concerned should we be? I'm here with Dr. Jackie Parr. She's a veterinary clinical nutritionist here at Royal Canin. Welcome, Jackie, here at Burlington Humane.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, for cats, when we talk about digestion in cats, I know that our cat would always throw up a hairball every now and again. And I'm assuming it's because they groom themselves all the time and they're swallowing hair. Is it a concern at all?
It's definitely a concern. So any type of vomiting in a cat should be addressed with your veterinarian, even if it's what we call a hairball. So a healthy cat should be able to pass that hair through their GI tract, and they should pass it out the other end in their stools.
Really?
So it could be, you know, is your cat over-grooming for a reason? Sometimes they'll over-groom on a part of their belly. Is their skin and coat dry, and so they're losing too much hair, and that needs to be addressed? Or is it an early sign of a GI disease? So really important, anytime a cat vomits, if it's hair or if it's sort of a yellowy color and it's almost like clear, like what we call a bile, or if it's undigested food, that's also a concern. So I would make a note of that. It's important to know how often this is happening, and then definitely make an appointment to go in to see your veterinarian, because they'll want to do a good examination, feel their belly, see if they can feel anything that's abnormal. And then sometimes you need to do blood work to try to figure out what's going on, or sometimes do some imaging of the belly through either x-rays or an ultrasound. Wow. So it really depends on, you know, how severe the problem is, but you'll always start out with, you know, a physical exam and a history first, and then you can work up to further things only if they're necessary. So.
And does it matter whether I have a long-haired cat or a short-haired cat? If they pass a hairball, I should be concerned?
You should be concerned, absolutely. Really, for me, vomiting is vomiting. And, you know, it's one of those things where we really don't want our cats to be bringing up and vomiting things. They should be able to pass them through their GI tract. So definitely bring it up with your veterinarian. Now, if it's something that, you know, happens once a year, it's not going to be as concerning as if it's happening, you know, once or twice a week. For me, for that pet where it's happening routinely, we really need to get them into the vet clinic and have them seen, because it could be a sign that there's an underlying GI disease there and things just aren't moving through as well as we would like them to. Now, there are some times where pets will stop grooming. And so if you've noticed that your cat has stopped grooming, that's also a really good reason to get them into the vet clinic, because they may be getting a lot of hair, you know, that's just sort of all over their body. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then if they do lick themselves a little bit, then yeah, they will ingest more hair, but it could be that they have arthritis and they're painful. Could be that they've become overweight and or obese and they're not able to actually groom properly. So it's important, if you notice any of those changes, get your cat into the clinic, because you want to try to nip it in the bud before it gets worse, yeah. Right? So that they can feel comfortable and be free of pain.
All for the health of our pets.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there are so many vet clinics that do a great job with cats and really try to make the experience as positive as possible. So don't hesitate, you know, call the clinic and say, you know, what can I do? You know, even if you had, you know, an experience where your cat got stressed out last time, chat with them on the phone and say, what can I do? This is going on with my cat. I really need to bring them in, but I want to make it as stress-free as possible. And there are some amazing clinics out there that are really willing to work with you to try to make the experiences as little stress as possible, yeah, for your beloved cat.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Burlington Humane.
You're welcome. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For having me. Bye.
Join us at Burlington Humane on Sunday, February 10th for our Valentine Bake Sale in the community room here at the Burlington Humane Society. The bake sale will run between 12 noon until 2 p.m. Satisfy your sweet tooth cravings and help our animals at the same time. And if you would like to contribute to the bake sale and bake some delicious treats, that would be greatly appreciated. Burlington Humane's Valentine Bake Sale, Sunday, February 10th. Humane has brought in some special guests from Quebec. Last month, we rescued 4 cats from Quebec, and in November, we took in 9 cats and kittens. It was only possible due to animal rescue groups working together.
French felines make life-changing journey to Burlington. It's nice when rescues work together as a team for the sake of the animals, says Marsha Locke, Animal Care Supervisor. Last month, the Burlington Humane Society welcomed some new residents from 2 Quebec shelters. Sadly, these kitties were scheduled to be euthanized, but BHS was able to bring them to Burlington for a second chance at a new life. 4 cats from Quebec arrived via a freedom drive. What is a freedom drive, you ask? Well, it's a pretty amazing example of what a community can do when it works together. 8 volunteer drivers each took a portion of the 8-hour drive from Quebec to Burlington to meet up with the next driver, take the 4 cats into their car, and drive an hour to meet the next driver in the chain. That's teamwork. 3 adorable kittens and 1 adult cat are now learning to speak English at BHS. They're being checked out by a vet so they can be ready for adoption and begin their new lives. On Thursday, November 15th, 9 cats and kittens made an extraordinary journey from 2 overcrowded animal shelters in Quebec to the Burlington Humane Society. The first snowstorm of the season severely impacted their arrival. What should have been an 8-hour drive ended up taking 18 hours. They started their journey at midnight and should have been here at 10 a.m. The cat's steadfast escort packed the van with 60 cats and kittens destined for rescue operations like Burlington Humane between Quebec and Toronto. He made stops along the way, dropping off cats in Belleville, Kingston, etc., until his journey brought him to Burlington. The volunteer driver navigated the snowy 401 with his fearless kitties in their carriers until he could drop all of them off at their new rescue homes. No matter how long it took, he didn't quit. 9 kitties arrived at BHS at 5:30 p.m. during the worst of the storm. It was the driver's second last stop. He still had one cat with a broken leg who needed to go to a vet in Toronto by 7 p.m., and he really wanted to get her there before they closed for the night. Marcia insisted BHS keep the cat overnight so the driver could get some rest and finish his last leg of the journey the next day. Surprisingly, all of the cats have wonderful temperaments considering their long journey. They were not able to eat or drink in their carriers, so they were really hungry when they arrived at BHS. Now that they have arrived safely, they will never be hungry or thirsty again. They did come in with upper respiratory infections because stress can induce that in cats. Some have eye infections, coughing, and sneezing, so they're being isolated in a separate room until they feel better, said Marcia. Once the kitties are over their colds and fully checked out by the vet, they will be ready for adoption. These cats have been through a lot, but despite it, they are all in good spirits and will make loving pets for some very lucky families. Rescuing cats from Quebec on the euthanasia list is not something BHS has ever done before, but it wanted to try and help some of the pounds make room. In Quebec, not all shelters are no-kill shelters. Rescue operations in Ontario, like BHS, are notified of available cats and they can pull them from the euthanasia list. Marcia has contacts with some Quebec animal charities, so that's how BHS was able to take in 13 cats. It will keep trying to help in any way it can to save more lives like the Quebec kitties, who arrived last month.
All of the 9 cats and kittens from Quebec are now healthy, and most have already been adopted. And this past week, we took in 3 more Quebec cats. No doubt, we'll be helping a lot more shelters and rescues that have overcrowding issues. Welcome to Burlington Humane's News and Events.
Love the Animals Lottery is back again this year with over 32 chances to win. There will be a draw for $100 every day between January 1st and 30th with our grand prize draw of $3,000 on January 31st. You can get your tickets online or at Burlington Humane. Tickets are $5 each or 5 for $20. Be sure to get your tickets and show how much you love the animals. Love the Animals Lottery. Get your tickets now.
Join us at Burlington Humane on Sunday, February 10th for our Valentine Bake Sale in the community room here at the Burlington Humane Society. The bake sale will run between 12 noon until 2 p.m. Satisfy your sweet tooth cravings and help our animals at the same time. And if you would like to contribute to the bake sale and bake some delicious treats, that would be greatly appreciated. Burlington Humane's Valentine Bake Sale, Sunday, February 10th.
Professional activity days are coming to Burlington Humane. These are perfect for children aged 6 to 8 years of age who want to learn about how to take care of cats and dogs. Space is limited, so sign up today. Burlington Humane's Professional Activity Days.
Do you love to walk your dog, but wish you had companions to join you? Burlington Humane has a dog walking group. Come out and join other dog walkers as we walk together. It runs every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. We will meet at Lions Park at the corner of Pearl Street and James Street. Please make sure your dog is comfortable with other dogs, is updated on all its vaccinations, you have a regular non-retractable leash, and have poop bags. Join the Burlington Humane Dog Walking Group every Sunday, 9:30 a.m. at Lions Park.
Have Burlington Humane be a part of your wedding by participating in Weddings with Burlington Humane. In lieu of costly favors, consider making a donation to your favorite no-kill shelter. Make your special day that much more special. Weddings with Burlington Humane.
Sign up for our Burlington Humane Kids Club. If your young animal enthusiast is between the ages of 8 and 12, this is the club for you. Check out our website for all the latest.
Find the latest information about events, ways to make a donation, the animals that are up for adoption, and much more. Visit our website at burlingtonhumane.ca. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to stay in touch and up to date with Burlington Humane.
Well, that's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. I want to thank our guests, Brian Ellis from Bay City Animal Hospital and Dr. Jackie Parr from Royal Canin. Be sure to subscribe to Burlington Humane on iTunes. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time on Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
My society. My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.